This is The Indicator from Planet Money. I'm Stacey Vanek Smith. And today's indicator is 40. This week, the 401k had its 40th birthday. The 401k is a retirement plan offered by a lot of employers. Roughly 40% of U.S. workers have them, and they are, by far, the most common form of retirement savings plan in the U.S. And, you know, we're an economics show, so we thought, this is a big deal. We should celebrate. And, you know, we should go big. We should invite our Planet Money colleagues. The reason I've gathered you guys in here is because you care about economics, right?
Yes.
And there, this week, the 401k retirement plan turned 40.
What?
Yeah.
That's so exciting.
So I wanted to bring you guys all in here to, like, we brought in a birthday cake for the
401k.
Oh. Happy birthday, 401k.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear 401k.
403CB.
Happy birthday to you.
Yay.
Wow.
And many more.
And many more.
This message comes from The Indicator's sponsor, Capital One. Capital One's indicator is zero because they offer accounts with zero fees or minimums. And they offer accounts that can be opened from anywhere in 5 minutes. Capital One. What's in your wallet? Capital One N.A. Support also comes from SAP Concur. Employees can submit expenses from anywhere. It's how the best-run businesses make their expenses run better. SAP Concur. Learn more at concur.com/NPR.
So, the 401k is 40. I talked about this landmark birthday with Allison Schrager. She's a retirement economist and a writer for Quartz. 40's not that old. So before the 401k, like how did people retire mostly?
Well, some people were lucky enough to have defined benefit plans, which was like these old school pension plans where you worked for an employer your whole life. And then when you retired, they continued to pay you some fraction of your salary until you died.
Oh, what did everybody else do?
We don't sort of made it on Social Security and their children and what other savings they had. But, you know, before that, people didn't live that long in retirement. So, you know, people just got by. Not well.
Allison says only about a third of workers were lucky enough to have a pension plan. These were retirement plans where your employer would contribute money on your behalf into a retirement fund. They would invest the money for you and kind of take care of everything. And then you would be guaranteed a payout for your whole life. These plans could be great for the workers who had them, but they were really expensive for companies. A lot of the old car companies offered them, big iconic companies like Kodak and GE. My grandmother worked for AT&T as a telephone operator. She had a pension. But then in 1974, something changed that basically killed the pension. It was called ERISA, the Employee Retirement Income Security Act.
That made for the defined benefit plans incredibly expensive to administer, really just because it forced companies to actually recognize the how expensive those promises were. Before, the accounting standards were a little murky, so they could kind of underfund a lot.
Like they actually had to put money aside. It got real.
Okay. Exactly. And recognize how much money they had to put aside, like actually fund these things properly. And people started living longer, so they got really expensive.
My grandmother lived to be 95, and she was amazing. She was still driving, and she was still getting pension checks from AT&T, inflation-adjusted pension checks. And things like this were part of the reason why these plans started getting really expensive for companies, and companies started ditching these plans. And this left a huge hole in the U.S. economy, a hole that was filled by this man.
Hello, my name's Ted Benna, and I'm commonly referred to as the father of 401k.
In the late 70s, Ted was working for a benefits consulting company, and he was trying to help a bank figure out some kind of retirement situation for its employees. And, you know, he was looking through the tax code, as you do, and he found this obscure little section, Section 401k. And this section allowed companies to create a retirement plan where workers could contribute a portion of their wages tax-free, and employers would also be allowed to match those contributions, and those matches would be tax-deductible. Ted says when he saw this, he saw the potential right away.
I guess the first thing that hit me, Sarah, was the fact that this is going to be huge. You know, this thing was going to catch fire.
Ted says there were two reasons for this. First, it was something companies could offer workers, a real perk that could inspire loyalty. And it was relatively affordable, at least compared to the pension. Secondly, he felt like people would recognize right away that this could help them actually put aside money for retirement.
Very few of us, including me, when we're raising families and have all that responsibility, have the discipline to every paycheck, take a piece off the top and put it away and keep our sticky hands off of it. And so the biggest benefit from 401k for sure has been the fact that it makes that easier for people to do than if they had to do it on their own.
Today, Americans have more than $5 trillion in 401k plans. Of course, not everyone thinks this is such a great thing. The 401k has a lot of haters. I asked Allison Schrager, the pension economist, about this. The thing that I've often heard about 401ks is that they kind of ruined American retirement because there were these pensions where you were really taken care of and you felt safe as a worker. And now you're in this kind of murky situation where you're supposed to be picking investments, which feels very frightening. And then the employer, throws some money in, but then you don't end up with enough money for retirement the way you used to with a pension plan. So I feel like the storyline that I've heard a lot is just that 401k was cheaper, and it was this way that companies pushed this huge expense off, and now we're all screwed.
Well, you can't blame 401ks for that. You got to blame ERISA, which made companies actually recognize how expensive those benefits were.
Allison points out that companies all over the world have been shying away from pension plans for the same reason U.S. companies did. They just got too expensive. Still, the 401k puts a lot of decisions into the hands of workers, and it can be really confusing to pick investments, and there are often high fees associated with 401k services. Also, the fact you have to opt into a 401k plan means a lot of people just don't. There has been talk about, workers who are eligible just being automatically enrolled in a 401k unless they decide to opt out. But that hasn't happened. And as of right now, most Americans have no retirement savings at all. Ted Bennett says he finds this really upsetting, and he hates the fees associated with the 401k. But all told, he says he is proud to be the father of the 401k.
It's helped millions of Americans save somewhere between $10-15 trillion. To make it more personal, I was in the supermarket just last week and bumped into a guy I hadn't seen for years, and said, "Hey, Carl, how you doing?" He said, "Well, thanks to you, I'm retiring at the end of this year." And I've had that happen, many times.
You have a 401k?
Well, my account's been rolled over. I'm 76 years old, so.
And do you have a 401k?
Sure, absolutely.
And the 401k is probably going to get more popular. New legislation was passed by the Trump administration that allows small businesses to band together to offer the 401k. So more companies will offer the 401k, more people will probably have a 401k. And so that means, for the 401k, life probably really does begin at 40.
Can we call it a 401 cake?
You should
lock
the candles,
David.
That is the...
Oh, no!
Oh. You just ruined our 401k.
Did you not blow out the cake?
Everyone check their investments.
Oh, sorry.
What would a 401k midlife crisis look like?
What's the equivalent of a sports car?
Yeah. Right, they would invest in petroleum.
They invest in cryptocurrency.
Right. Happy birthday. That is exactly what it would do.
I feel shamefully uninvested.
In the 401k?
Yeah.
I feel like there could be some improvements. I don't know what to pick.
Yeah, I know.
Bring me over to your desk and I will help you sign up for 401k.
Are you serious?
Yes, because I believe in it so much.
I just put everything in Tesla stock. Was that a bad idea?
Yeah, no. My 403b story is that I did not have one when I first started working at NPR, but then I met a retirement economist and interviewed her for a different story. And at the end of the interview, she was like, "Do you have a retirement fund?" And I was like, "No." And then she made me call her the next week, and we on the phone set it up together.
This is the nerdiest thing I've ever done.
Anyone want more cake?